This is the Lightning Strike. Yes, it is. Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Joel, and it's November 27, 2005. And tonight, the Tampa Bay Lightning, actually this afternoon, the Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Mario Lemieux is sick. He has the flu. He was throwing up, so he didn't even show up for the game here, the punk. I know he's old, but Anderchuk's older than he is, so fuck him. And Sidney Crosby comes in, first time playing in Tampa, and as much as like they say he's great and all, yeah, he's a good hockey player, but I think Ovechkin is way better than he is. So anybody out there that likes Sidney Crosby, I think Ovechkin from Washington Capitals is probably the best rookie out there right now, and I think he's got the most talent out of most players in the NHL. He's like little Pavel Bure. Just wait, and if he doesn't get hurt, he's going to be amazing. But anyways, on to the game. The last game, I didn't get a chance to broadcast. I was still getting over my cold. I still have a little cough, but I couldn't drink. I was like sitting there and fell asleep. I was all sweating, and ended up we lost 8-2. And if that has anything to do with it, I don't think so. But yeah, we played horrible against the Devil. The Devil destroyed us, and the Devil has been really well rounded. And they've been forechecking like we have, and the Devils really kicked our ass. They scored 4 goals in the first period against us. It was like 4-0, and we went 4-1 in the second. And I think a lot of that had to do with lack of anything. Like, we didn't try. We weren't playing. We were coming back home after a long road trip. And usually that first game back, everyone struggles. And they're like, oh, we'll relax. We're at home. But they shouldn't have relaxed against the Devil. The Devil is always strong. But anyways, we go on to tonight. It's Sunday night. Got to see, I was working all day today, but it was pretty slow. I had like 12 minutes in between calls. And if no one knows out there, I work at a call center. I take tech support calls for an internet service provider known as Bright House Networks. And they're pretty cool. And I do like home networking and cable modem and digital phone trouble calls, and it's kind of interesting, but it's kind of boring as well. But today we got to watch a football game, and I got to see the Chicago Bears beat the Tampa Bay Bucks. And as much as, you know, I'd like to see the Bucks win, the Bears are like my second favorite team because I'm from up north there, from Wisconsin, right across the border there in Kenosha. And the Packers are my first favorite team, and my second favorite team are the Bears, because the Bears basically sucked the past 10 years, and now they got a pretty decent team, new coach, new stadium, new quarterback, and they won today against the Bucks. Man, the Bucks missed a field goal to tie it up late in the game. It was a great game, and I believe they won like 13-10, something like that. And on to the game. First period, we came out playing like shit. It looked like a continuation of the last game, and I just saw like no forechecking going on. We were just kind of watching the puck, watching everybody skate around there, and we did get a goal, and Brad Richards got a deflection off of Nolan Pratt, which I think Nolan Pratt's probably been the best defensive player of the year so far in the NHL. I think he's had a lot of block shots, and he's young, he's 30, he's strong, he's tough, and Brad Richards had his 10th fucking goal, and that was an even strength goal. And we go on to the second, and we were up 1-0 going into the second. I was like, all right, you know, they have a goal, you know, that's a good first period back at home. But the Penguins, you know, they came out kind of strong, but you know, I predicted, you know, just out of knowing what the Lightning were capable of, and even though the Devils like really kicked our ass the other night, I know that wasn't the same team, and the Lightning just had a bad game. And I think the Devils are a better team than we are right now. And if the Devils play like that against anybody else in the league, I think they can beat anybody, including Ottawa and Detroit. And I was just really surprised to see them coming out like that. But we played a little bit better. We're playing a little bit better. So And I think we could have taken down the Penguins. If I could bet $1,000, I would have betted on that game, winning by at least two goals tonight. So I need a book. If anybody knows where I can play some bets, man, I need to be booked. Book me up. Let me know. Joel, J-O-E-L, at MailZeta.com. And also, we are sponsored by ToxicTuna.net, ToxicTuna.net. And you can go to that site, see some clips. After Wednesday's game, I know I had mentioned this last time, I'm going to have some hockey photos up there, hopefully a lot of good photos, on ToxicTuna.net, ToxicTuna.net. And check it out now. Check it out after Wednesday's game, because we're going to the game on Wednesday against the Toronto Maple Leafs. But we go on to the second. This game was a little turnaround here because we had some power play goals. And basically we had a power play chance early in the second. And DeMaio had his second goal. And it was a deflection off of Dan Boyle. So we scored a power play goal there, and that was great. And later on, Modine scored a power play goal. And later on again, Modine scored another power play goal right in front of the net. He got a little feed by St. Louis. So we had three power play goals. I think we were like 3 for 6 on the day. So that's a change. And not saying a lot against the Penguins. As much as I like the Penguins, they look pretty shabby. All that talent they have, and I don't know what's their deal. But anyways, we ended up winning 4-1. We had a late goal against shorthanded. We had a couple of shorthanded chances, so we're still a little bit reckless there. But I think they'll work on that before the game on Wednesday. I hope so. So they had a shorthanded opportunity against Graham, and they scored late in the game with like a minute and a half to go. And it was ridiculous because he needed that shit out. He deserved it. But anyways, we went on and won. And 4-1, so I'm going to go through the standings here. We're going to start with the East here. I'm just going to go through a couple of leaders here with 35 points. Who would have thought? New York Rangers. They're 16-7-3 with 35 points. They have 86 goals for, 65 goals against. And that's pretty crazy. And the last 10 games are 8-2. So the Rangers are really pouring it on here. And, you know, they got a high payroll, but it's good to see. The Flyers, close behind with 29 points, or 13-6. And they've actually been sliding the last few games. The Lightning beat them. We got Ottawa, 36 points. They're 18-3 with 36 points. So they're actually number one seed in the East so far. And I wanted to mention them like third because I don't like Ottawa. But they actually have 100 goals. They're the only team with 100 goals so far. Closest behind them is Detroit with 95. And the Lightning, we have 82 goals. So we're a little bit far behind there. And we played played a lot more games than they have. We played 26 games, and Ottawa's only played 21, and they got 100 goals. So that's something to be very fearful of. And we got Montreal Canadiens. They're 14-6. They have 32 points. Buffalo. Good to see Buffalo Sabres, 14-9 with 29 points. Toronto Maple Leafs, we're going to be playing them Wednesday. They're 13-8, 29 points. And then we go to the Southeast. Carolina Hurricanes, they have 31. And they're 15-6. And the Tampa Bay Lightning are 13-10-3. We have 29 points. 82 goals for, 80 goals against. And the last 10 games are 6-3. So it's not too bad. As long as we have a winning record throughout the year, I don't think we'll have a problem at least having a contention of making the playoffs, and that's my only goal here. We come in at the eighth seed in the playoffs, man. That's a good year, and we'll do some damage there. But out in the West there, we have the Detroit Red Wings, 36 points, Vancouver Canucks, 32 points, and the Kings with 33. And Phoenix has been making a late charge. Last 10 games are 6-3-1. Good to see Wayne's team doing well. They have 28 points, and you know, they're kind of in the eighth position there in the West for a playoff berth right now. But hey, we're still early. We're only 25 games into an 82 game season. So that's about it. Next cast here will be Wednesday night late. We're going to the game. I wish I had a little voice recorder there. I don't have one yet, but yeah, who knows? We might. Otherwise, I'll be putting some pictures up. Oh, shit! That was crazy. But I'll be putting some pictures up probably the night of that game or the next day. And anyways, so long, everyone, and see you next time.
Here we go. Ooh. But from automobile, the road's my slave, that's how I feel. Cruise alone, I cruise so far. Shoo, young punk, I love my